Blog Talk Radio.
Lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene and hear the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cries of your people. As we lift up our voice tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we never needed you, right now is the time, right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord.
first began in me, I surrender, yeah, so your world can be changed. Yeah. But first, right now, so your world will be changed.
Good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Levante. I'm sitting in for Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton, the overseer of Follow Me As I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries. Our scripture of focus is Job 38:12-13. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days? And cause the day spring to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. This is the time of day that we walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. We give our morning, our day, the issues of life and this world, legislated instructions to be carried out by angelic forces. Amen. Before we get started, please visit our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Here you can leave your testimonies. You can leave prayer requests, as many have done. You can engage the ministry. You can ask biblical questions. You can ask questions concerning life. If you just need someone to reach out to, we're here. So please take advantage of the Facebook page. Amen. As we get started, please excuse me. I'm getting over fighting a cold, so my voice isn't as clear as I would like it to, but just pray for my health and my strength, amen. And as we get started, as always, we start with praise and worship. We enter into the Father's gates with thanksgiving. We enter into his courts with praise. Father God, we just thank you and uplift your name. Father God, we thank you and magnify your name. Father God, we give you praise. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for all that you've done for us, Father. We thank you for your word, Father God. We thank you for the revelation of your word, Father God. We just thank you and uplift your name, Father. We magnify your name this morning, Father God. Let us give you thanks, Father God. Let us give you praise. Father, we pray for a spirit of worship to rest and abide on us this morning, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, many had plans to wake up this morning, Father God. And Father God did not wake up. So we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We magnify your name, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Excuse me, my voice is going out. My co-host, Sister Tangela Lewis, is on the line. Sister Tangela, can you lead us in prayer, please?
Yes, sir, Pastor Mel. Good morning. I pray that all is well. And we are here to the glory, the praise, and honor that it to him, and to just pray over the day. So let's begin. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace to give you praise, honor, and glory. We worship you. We praise you. We exalt you. We magnify you. We give you all the glory, all the praise, all the worship, Lord God. All honor is due unto you. And we just glorify you. We ask, Lord God, that you send your presence, that we might be dwell in your glory, Lord God, your Shekinah glory. We come together to pray, Lord God, in one accord, having faith, Lord, that you hear each and every prayer that we pray unto you, that you hear your people, and that you'll turn your face, your ear towards your people when we call upon you, Lord. And we just thank you. And we invite you, Holy Spirit, we invite you to be with us on this line. We invite you, Jesus. You said, well, there's two or three gathered in your name. There you are in the midst of us. And I ask that you illuminate our minds, illuminate our hearts, illuminate our thoughts, Lord God. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ right now. We gird up our loins, O God. Come before you as standing on holy ground, Lord. And we lift you up. We come seeking your face, seeking your will, seeking all that you are, Jesus. You say you will reveal the Father unto us. And we ask that you reveal him unto us. We are in you as you are in God, and God is in you, and Christ in us. And we thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. We thank you. We thank you for your word that shall never come back unto you void. We thank you for your provision, your guidance, your wisdom, your mercy. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are so worthy to be praised. You have thought of everything concerning your children. You tell us to seek your face. We are seeking your face. You tell us to knock and the door shall be open unto us, and we are knocking. You tell us to turn over every stone. Hallelujah. Seeking and we shall find, Lord. And we are seeking, hallelujah, we are seeking your righteousness, Heavenly Father. Let your righteousness shine upon us at the noonday, Lord God. We praise your holy name, Heavenly Father, as we pray unto you. We lift up those that are broken, Lord God, those that are hurting, Lord. We lift up those that the enemy has used to try to destroy the things that you are building. We know, Lord God, the enemy has no power. We know that he has no authority. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Jesus, that you've given us all power and authority to speak a thing, and it shall be done. We thank you, Jesus, that you have given us power and authority to trample over snakes and scorpions, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the healing power that you died for to give unto us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the forgiveness that you allowed us to be able to give and to just share, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your warring angels that go out on our behalf. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the blood. We thank you, Lord, your life source. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. You are mighty, you are powerful. Hallelujah. All authority has been given unto you. And we tell according to your word, according to the authority that you have given unto us, Christ, we tell every storm to cease and desist. We command every storm to roll back and to cease and desist in the name of Jesus. We speak unto the void, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We speak unto the void and command every knee to bow and every tongue to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for covenant relationship with you, Lord, that we may be able to come boldly before your throne of grace and seek your face and cast all our cares upon you because you care for us, O God. We thank you that you care for us. You cared so much for us that you sent your only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sin. We don't come to you, Lord God, as one who has commanded you to do anything. We come as your little children, humbly asking, seeking your will, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, as we come and we ask and we seek, we ask, Lord God, that you continue to work in us. Make us your righteousness, O God. Work in us, Heavenly Father. Clean us up. You are the potter. We are the clay. Make us and mold us into the most beautiful vessels that you can use. Pour your anointing inside your vessel that it might overflow. Fill our hearts with your song. Fill our hearts with your presence. Fill our hearts with your mind, your thoughts, your love, oh God. And we thank you for your love because your love is perfect and it casts out fear, doubt, and disbelief. We thank you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, that if we need anything that we can come unto you and ask, hallelujah, not as one begging, but as one who comes to their Father and ask, hallelujah, believing that we will receive and having faith in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory unto your holy name, Lord God. We seek you in the secret place, Lord God. Meet us right where we are, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we lift up all those in authority. Hallelujah, because we know, Lord God, that the battle is real. And we call off their names unto you, Heavenly Father. Archbishop Boyd, Apostle Overton, Pastor Mel, Deaconess Angela, myself Tangela, and all those that are in agreement with any venture that you have set upon our hearts, O God. Bring unity, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Strengthen our hands, O God. Put our hands to the plow and help us never to look back, that we may move forward as one marching in one accord, hallelujah, towards the race of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I'd like to lift up the sick and the elderly unto you, Heavenly Father. Oh, bless your holy name, Lord God, for those that have desperately wanted to come home and they finally have come home to you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that their lives were full. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank you for those that are still here with us currently today, Lord God. I pray that wisdom continue to flow through them, oh God. But you also said out of the mouth of babes that there is wisdom. Hallelujah. Help us not to forget the little ones, Lord God, because you didn't either. And we ask, Lord God, that you would protect them and wrap your warring angels round about them in a hedge of protection and keep them safe under your wing, O God. All those that are being raised up in your love and admonition, Heavenly Father, let not the enemy touch that one hair on their head, O God. In the name of Jesus, we know that he has to come to you, permission to do anything to your children. And I ask, Holy Spirit, in the name of God, that you pray on our behalf. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you hold back the hand of the enemy. Hold it back. He is not allowed right now, Father God. Bind up every hand, every curse, every tongue, every thought, Lord God. Every action of the enemy, bind it up in the name of Jesus, according to your will and power and authority in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let you be glorified in our lives, Lord God. Not the enemy, but you be glorified in the name of Jesus. You said that there would be trials and tribulation. You said also that you would never leave us, that you are closer than a brother. And we believe, Lord God. We believe in our hearts and our minds, and we confess it with our tongues that Jesus is Lord, and he is mighty and powerful. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are our refuge, our fortress, our hiding place, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, I'd like to lift up those that are in other countries, Lord God, that seek your face, that want to know you better, Lord God. I ask, Lord, that you meet each and every person right where they are. Speak to them, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, to touch the broken mind, Heavenly Father. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, that brokenness, oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you make it whole. Every broken heart, make it whole. Every person, make them whole, Lord God. You need your people strong and healthy, Lord God, that we may be able to run our race. In the name of Jesus, stop the devourer. Stop him from breaking and dividing and conquering, oh God. Just like he comes to you, we come to you, oh God, and we are your children. And you said, how much more would you give unto us that even our parents being wicked gave unto us? You would give us even more. And we thank you, Lord God, for your kindness and your generosity. And we ask, Lord God, that you command this day, that you make this day fruitful and multiply us and make it beautiful, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we can walk in our authority unto Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. All those prophetic words that have been spoken, Lord God, I pray that they come to fruition, Heavenly Father. And I know that you add no evilness to your blessings, because that is your word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we glorify you, Lord God. We give you all the glory, Lord God. We give you the glory for the seed that we have to sow, Lord God. It is not about us. It's all about you, Lord God. Help us to walk in that. And pray, Lord God. Walk, pray without ceasing in the name of Jesus. We don't come just praying at this hour, Lord God. We go throughout the day praying, Lord God. We don't come just talking to you right now, Father, but we go out throughout the day listening to hear your voice, to see your beauty, to see, Lord God, through your eyes what you would have us to see, and be guided by Holy Spirit in divine appointments, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Raise up your people, Lord God. Raise up your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We call forth the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. The tribe that worships. The tribe where you said the sepulchre will never depart, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, blessing on every job, Lord God. I pray that there is advancements that no man understands why someone would get it. It doesn't even matter. But because you said, give it to my child, that your child receives advancements in job, in finances, in wealth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree, we know that you are a God of wealth. You are not a God of poverty. We are rich in spirit. We are rich in finances. We are rich in wisdom. We are rich in knowledge, Lord God. Let your word flow over us, oh God. Let your anointing, oh God. Let your anointing just take over our bodies, our spirits, our minds, Lord God, because we are not our own. We belong to the Most High God, the one true living God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Take us back, Lord God, to that place where we first fell in love with you, oh God. Take us back to that place of remembrance. Heavenly Father, for those of us who have forgotten and those of us who have been worn and drained and tired, oh God, take us back to that first place, oh God, where all the energy and all the fire and all the power and authority rests, oh God, upon us. But Lord God, you also said that you give rest to the weary. I ask that you give rest to the weary, Lord God, that is constantly on the wall, that is constantly marching, oh God, that is constantly reading your word and sharing your spirit with others. Rejuvenate us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we might go forth even stronger than before, Lord. We ask for a move of Holy Spirit, a powerful move of Holy Spirit. We ask, Lord God, that as we are on this radio, that you will bring people, Lord God, that want to pray, that needs prayer. Heavenly Father, you said we are not to fight as one beating against the air, but every blow must land somewhere, Lord God. And I pray that we are not fighting against the air, that everything we speak is wholesome and full of life and love and full of you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Blessings and not curses, Heavenly Father. I pray, Lord God, that our tongues are so controlled by you that we don't need bit and bridle in our tongues, Lord God, that we speak life, hallelujah, because this is what you taught us what to do. You have sent Holy Spirit to teach us the way, to continuously teach us, not just one way, but your way. Not our way, but your way. You have left your word. We are to speak your word to one another, Lord God, building each other up in your word, Lord God. Give us your tongue, Lord God. Set us on fire in the name of Jesus. Set us on fire, Lord God. Hallelujah. We decrease as you increase, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless every household, Lord God, that truly seeks your face, Heavenly Father. Reveal yourself to the religious, Lord God. Let them know that they are not a religion. They are spiritual beings, Heavenly Father. And you are a spiritual being. And that is the way that you have raised us as spiritual beings. We are people and we are flesh in a humanly body, but we are spirit and mind, Lord God. We are a trinity, just as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is a trinity. Our flesh, our soul, and our heart, our spirit, Lord God, is a trinity. Help us to honor you in our trinity, each and every one of your people that get up and go to church each and every day, Lord God. Reveal yourself powerfully to them, oh God, to each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, don't let us just play church, Lord God. Let us really, truly be church. In the name of Jesus, let us walk in love, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in unity and one accord, Lord God. Bless the households, Heavenly Father. Bless the cabinets that it just overflows so that when your people get together in fellowship, that the bread multiplies and fills every belly, even as Jesus filled the belly of all the people that came to listen to him speak, oh God, and listen to him reveal you to them, oh God. Bless every household, bless every wallet, Lord God, that it would overflow financially, that it will not lack, Lord God, that $1 stretches as though it's $1,000, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And Lord God, protect those that you have given the sword to. Let them operate, Lord God, in truth. All the policemen, all the fire departments, the ambulance, the doctors, the lawyers, Lord God, you have placed each and every person in their position. And Lord, the accountants and the taxpayers and the governments, you've placed all of that in heaven, because it is in, and you placed all of that in earth because it is in heaven. Jesus is our government. You have given us a government in heaven, and you have provided a government here on the earth, Lord God. And you say you place everything strategically where you want it to be. Even the president, you control everything, as the waters of the sea, Lord God, cannot recede beyond your command. You control everything. You control every manager, every boss, every owner, every company, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You are God, and we decree and declare and know in our spirit that we are aligned, we are in allegiance, we are in a relationship, intimate relationship with the one true God. Hallelujah, Lord God, and our eyes have not seen, nor have our ears heard anything that we can ever think or imagine. We can't even fathom how great you are, Lord God, your vastness. Oh, Father, we ask that you continuously reveal yourself to your people. Help us, Lord God, to value the life that you have given unto us, to live it to the fullest in abundance, oh God, with those who have loved us, those who have caused us pain. Let us be that light to your people, Lord God. Let us walk in forgiveness. Let us walk in love. That's the way we honor you, Lord God. Let us build relationships. Even Jesus called us friends. He called his disciples friends. Hallelujah. Thank you for relationship, Lord God. You left nothing unturned for your children. You blessed us with everything. We're all we can own, and know that when that trial and that tribulation come, that there's something we have to learn in that, Lord God. Help us to learn it so that we don't have to go back through that again. Jesus said, know that there's going to be those things, but he is with us even until the end. He will never leave us nor forsake us. We are not alone. The waters shall not overtake us, and the fire shall not burn us. Oh, God, how wonderful you are. How precious. precious we are to you, Lord God. Help us to understand that, Lord God, that your provision, no matter what the enemy may try to do or say, that you are in control, Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Oh, bless your holy name. You are so wonderful, God. You are so wonderful, Heavenly Father. How wonderful you are. We just bless you. We bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for clothes on our backs, Lord God, shoes on our feet. We thank you for food that we eat spiritually and food that we eat physically. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up in our right minds, Lord. We thank you for guiding us, Lord. You say, don't go there. We don't go. You say, say this. We say that. You say, be this, and we be. Lord, how wonderful are you, oh God, that your thoughts towards your children are so beautiful. And your word is yes and amen. We just bless you, Lord. Bless you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, even as you told, you asked Job, how has he commanded the day? You showed Job that his life is not his own. You told him you placed every star in the sky and you named them and you called them one by one. You showed him your power and your authority, Lord God. And he trusted you and he believed you and you restored him better than he was before. And I am asking you, Lord God, to restore better than it was before. Everything, every place, every area that needs restoration, Lord God, I pray that you restore it, whether it's relationship, whether it is life, whether it is anything that we put our hands to, our goals, our dreams, our desires, Lord God, be in the midst of those, Heavenly Father, because we know that even when we plan a thing, we know that you have the last word. But we ask you for wisdom. We ask you for your wisdom. We stand at the gate for wisdom to open and pour out on us. She has prepared a place for us, and we seek that place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we are girded with your staff, rod, Lord God, and your mercy. They come alongside of us. And Father God, we are marching, hallelujah, to do your will, Lord God. Our desire is to do your will. Let our own personal will line up with your will. Place inside of us each and every gift. Activate your gifts in our lives, Lord God. You said, what would a man take a lamp and put it under a bushel? No, he will set it up in a high place and provide light for all. You said we are the salt of the earth, Lord God, and when we lose our favor, we are to be trampled upon. Lord God, don't let us lose our favor. Cease in us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, continuously illuminate our minds, Lord God, hallelujah, brighten up our countenances, oh God, hallelujah, help us to walk in your joy, in your strength, and in your power, hallelujah, hallelujah, give us oil, Lord God, oil of gladness, hallelujah, as you take our ashes, Hallelujah. Cloak us in your righteousness, O God. In the name of Jesus, lift us up as we are walking on air. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we are your children, Lord God, and we seek your face, and we seek your righteousness, and we seek you in that secret place, Lord God, to hear your voice, to be wrapped in your glory. In the name of Jesus, pass the brazen altar and into your presence, O God. That's where we desire to be. Hallelujah. Bring us into your presence. Bring us into your glory. Reveal your glory unto us once again, O God. Oh, your Shekinah glory. In the name of Jesus, clean us up that we might be the righteousness that can come into your presence behind the veil, to meet with you, to sup with you, and to communicate with you, O God. Meet with us in that secret place, O God, as your word said, that sacred place. Sanctify your people that we might be able to come into your presence and not fear, O God. In the name of Jesus, just strip every chain. Strip every unrighteousness. Take away all the dross, Lord God, according to your word. In the name of Jesus, that we may glorify you, Lord God, in all that we say and do, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. And let our work, let us bless and not curse, Lord God. You said bitter and sweet cannot come out of the same fountain. We choose the sweetness, O God. We choose your sweetness, O God. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, as the day goes by, I ask that you dispatch your heavenly host. I ask that you dispatch your warring angels and release blessings and release miracles, O God, that are truly needed. Bring people into our paths and let us be people that go across someone else's path and bless them. Help us to be a blessing as we receive a blessing. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And I ask these things in our holy Savior's name. And I ask you, Lord, knowing your name, I am. I ask you. I am. I ask you to continuously reveal your salvation. I am. You said that you will give me anything I ask. Because I have known you by name, in the name of Jesus. And I have been in relationship with you as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has been, God. You said as your child, we shall receive. As your child, we shall receive. And we put ourselves in position to receive on our knees and our hands raised. We put ourselves in a position of surrender on our knees and our hands raised. Fill us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Let us be who you called us to be. Give us our identity, O God. In the name of Jesus. And we glorify you, and we magnify you, and we walk in you and with you in relationship. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And we stand in agreement with those prayers. We've come to the conclusion of our broadcast, and we want to thank Sister Tangela for covering us in prayer, praying for the nations, praying for those who desire and need prayer. And as we leave you, please remember, our broadcast is here every weekend, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Remember, God loves you, God favors you, and because God favors you, laws change, situations change, hearts change, minds change, all in your favor. Because the Lord God loves you and favors you. Until next week, we love you, and we will see you then. God bless.